Já, ég heiti Atle og ég kom í Hvalba. Ég yngstu af fimm systkjum, en bætti sem hann sýtti bara þetta. ég uppvaksin í en tyggvandi heimi, og ja, som sagt, í Hvalba, gynnt ég bröða sér komin í herbænt, som heter Vittne. Og ja, så jeg gift med Joey. Ja, jeg har faktisk boet i Danmark næsten 20 år. Jeg har været lige i læst ingeniør, men i Gavst. Og så endte jeg det til at lukke vel som maskinsmyger. Til at være glad for. Og derfor ikke arbejde, så godt. Ja. Jeg synes, Joey kan se os ind til omkje selv.
Okay, so we are married almost 10 years and my husband cannot introduce me. That's how much he knows about me. Okay, so yeah. This is Lilia, she's 5, and I'm from Singapore. And I studied climate science originally at KU for my master's. I don't know what else to say. I just quit my job because of this short trip that we are going for. And maybe I think we can start with telling you about what Hatle and Shino are doing in Japan. I think that's very important and more important than us probably going. So let's see the... Oh, sorry. Here you can press.
Yeah, det er kinesisk, og du just kan spørge det morgen, kinesiske sang.
Yeah. So Japan has 124 million people, and less than 1% are Christians, so that's very few. And the main religion is Shintoism and Buddhism. And maybe some of us have read the book Silence or seen the movie that Japan is a swamp in which Christianity cannot take root. Sounds really sad. And I guess it reflects how difficult it is. And I think God is still very faithful and continue to put his people in Japan to do his work, to be his witness. So I think it's amazing that we can go and just catch a little bit of what God is doing in Japan. I think... It's very exciting. Lilia, you want to press this one? Yeah, and this is the church that Hatle and Shino are serving at. It's called Agape Community Church. It's about 1 hour, 40 minutes outside of Tokyo by train. So it's the suburbs area. It's a pretty small church. I got to visit last year when I was there for a work trip. And it's basically a very nice house where they have service the first floor, and then upper floor is where they have Sunday school. And I believe when we go there, we will be staying in this building. We will be staying maybe upstairs, one of the rooms, yeah. Okay, so this is the elderly couple is Shino's parents. Pastor Kadotani and his wife, and they both, I think, they spent some years in the U.S., so they became baptized in 1973. I believe he was working as an engineer, and they had very normal jobs until they answered God's call to go and study theology and to start a church at around age 60. And That's why they started this community church in this area. And Hadla and Shino, of course, they served in Nigeria for around 3 years. I think Hadla was teaching there. Yeah, he was a Bible school teacher there. And Shino as well. I don't really know the exact story, but this is as far as I know. And right now, they are also heading OM Japan. Yes. So, okay, you can press the next one. And this is some of the ministries that they have. Of course, the Sunday service, I think they only just started the international one recently, because actually Atsugi area is, I think there is some military base, American US military base, so there are some internationals living there. So there's, of course, Sunday school, English cafe for adults who want to practice speaking English, English class for children, and then a mother's Bible study group. So, yeah, you can press. Yeah, and we got a chance to meet Hadla and Shino again this summer, and they came to Kwalba to also share about their work. Maybe some of you also met them in your church. And it, of course, they talk about how it is really challenging to be a witness there, because they can spend a long time to build a relationship with somebody who is maybe going through a very difficult time. But as soon as, you know, things get better, maybe this person doesn't talk to you anymore. So it seems like it's very hard to establish a relationship with people. So that's what they hope that we can pray for them. I think this man in the photo who is baptized, how many years did he took? He's probably like one of the first and the few in the church who got baptized. So it's a very slow and long labor. So we can definitely pray for them. And also, I wrote here, Hadla and Shino will take over leadership of the church next year. Shino's father is not doing very well in his health. So, yeah, they are going to take over. And that's quite a big responsibility, plus heading OM Japan and having four kids. Lilia, can you press the next one? So we can definitely... Oh, yeah, sorry. Maybe. Yeah, we can definitely pray for them. And maybe this... You want to talk about...
Het kan skitje vissen voor je ook. Het is vissen voor je ook weer, Michel. Het is weer om de 20 jaar. Het is weer voor je ook eens op. We tror jag man är. Vär mig är styr. Och här blev jag in i öppna ögonen. Och tror jag att så kommer jag att hur säger man? Tog en borlag så upp till dem oss. Och här är folk från halvtrus för kärle nationaliteten. Och tror jag upplever och jag nog kristen som inte är lugga som tog. Och det här som det öppna ögonen till ögonen. Och ja, Joe her eisen vi ja. Eisen lager så opp. Sinter 18 år med, så hun møtte sånn gang i en bor. Men ja, hun møtte syster Jasper, og så skal vi kjenne Joe. Men ja, så kan jeg spørre ja, hvor har vi valgt å føre til Japan? Det er ikke noe som hender bare knappelig, ja. Og kommer känna Hadla och Shino ta till varje först i Danmark vegna corona till vi testa positivt till slapp sig att till Japan och till varje en sjuka veckor så kommer känna det tammatan och så Eisen tar vi Joey var i Japan i arbetsrörelsen då så vi känner samkommande och ja så jeg sånn, det er viktig som du er på. Men ikke bare til jeg lukket sånn, så jeg og Joey har kjent, så har jeg alltid snakket om misjon på en eller annen måte, og som jeg får det først og løyve, hvordan det kommer så ikke ut, det har jeg ikke vite. Joey har vært tatt i en av kinesiske samkommet her i København, og kom i kontakt med øyene og kinesiske folk fra Fredlund, Esterheim, altså Kina, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, og er det stedet i eisene. Ja, det må ikke try.
Yeah, it's okay. I can continue.
Okay.
So maybe asking like why we choose Japan and why now. We didn't really choose Japan. I think we just wanted to really take time to seek the Lord's direction for us in our next step. A lot of our closest friends in Krzysztof are moving home to the Faroes, and it feels like everybody knows what they're doing next. And we have been here way longer than we expected. And for us, even when we just got to know each other, I think mission was something that we talked about a lot. For me, as a teenager, it was very clear to me that I want to be a missionary one day, or at least that was a call or promise that I made to God. But it's kind of something that is put at the side now that we are living here and have many different things going on in our lives. And Lilia is going to start school next year, so we thought, okay, now it's a good time. Because otherwise we probably won't ever do it. So we should go and explore what is the Lord's direction for us. And we hope that we can take time away and be more immersed in his ministry to really see whether we should pursue missions in the longer term. And we didn't really choose Japan. I think it's just we just asked Katla and Shino because I spoke to them when I was in Japan visiting the church. I asked them, how everything is, and they say right now they have two co-workers with them who are with OM, and they are both single ladies, which is very nice because they don't need to care a lot. They have more time to serve. But at the same time, they saw that it was challenging for these two single ladies to integrate into the more local community where you know, people are more family kind of family. And they thought that if a family comes to join them, it would be nice because with a child, you could get to know the parents, and you know, there's a kind of easier way to build relationship with others. So that's something I remember. And so when I asked them about if it's possible for us to join and see what they do for 3 months, can you press the next one? So they agreed, and that's actually how this all happened.
Ganska lugga ser det sist att till gott att vissa kan minnas någon tog för evigt och be om herrans välvisle och ja vet ni allt som vi ofta huggs i att göra testa inte vi sista kapitlet i Matteus till sista versen jag bänt till bänt är om Jesus för i himmels och han säger att nu ska jag ska se det ordet rätt. Ja. Här. Ta steg Jesus fram, tala jeg til Tarra og sier, «Mær i kjiv i alt valg til himmelen jeg gjør. Fjære til jord, og kjiv i ødt folkasle til deres venner, da jeg bete til navn, fjære sin, sonarens og heilig andans. Og lær i Tarra halte alt, og jeg have boje tikkum, og jeg vittig en atler du gjør lykke til enda tøyrene.» Så jeg hadde sørste boje, Jesus kjever sin lærersvenner, og som eisen til låg. Og vi Jesus så færre og eisen til oss, ja. Vi skal kjøre med deg.